The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Welcome to Face Connecticut, an in-depth look at today's issues.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Face Connecticut. I'm Morgan Cunningham on WTIC News Talk 1080, 96.5 TIC, and Light 100.5 WRCH. Our guest this morning is Connecticut Attorney General William Tong. We're going to be talking about an issue that has actually taken him to many cities and towns of all sizes across Connecticut. He's been talking about this for a while, and we're going to dig into it some more on the show today. The elder justice issues facing Connecticut and also other parts of the country, too, and the state's elder justice hotline. Good morning, Attorney General. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Morgan. Thanks for having me.
Happy to have you on. As I just mentioned, this has taken you to all parts of Connecticut, big and small. What kinds of elder justice issues, in fact, are you talking about when you go from one municipality to another?
So it really falls into two categories. The first part I talk about are scams. Everybody always wants to talk about scams. And everybody has experience with scams. They have opinions about scams, strategies for dealing with scams. So we spend some time on that, and then I get into some, frankly, heavier duty issues like elder abuse, which takes predominantly two forms, physical abuse and financial fraud and abuse, you know, different from scams. Scams, of course, happen at the hands of scammers and wrongdoers and criminals, but financial abuse and fraud generally happens at the hands of somebody you know and depend on. So those are the two broad categories that I touch upon, because I want older Americans and seniors here in Connecticut to know how to protect themselves and to get help if they need it.
And this is not an issue that's limited to just one part of Connecticut. This affects everybody everywhere, correct?
Everybody everywhere. It doesn't matter who you are, where you live, how educated you are, what you do for a living, how much money you make. Nobody is immune from any of these issues. It touches everybody.
Well, let's start by talking about scams. There are all kinds of scams that target all kinds of people, but are there any scams in particular that you find and that your office find to be most common among elder Americans?
Yeah, so the best way to protect yourself from a scam is not to call me after it's happened, and you're welcome to call me. But by the time you get to me, and if you've lost money in the process, chances are that money's gone. So the best way to protect yourself from a scam is not to get scammed in the first place. And to know that scammers are out there all the time trying to reach you through your cell phone, through text, through email, and on the internet. And sometimes they knock on your door, and sometimes through the mail as well. And there are a couple of rules of thumb. Number one, you know, if it's too good to be true, hey, you just won the lottery, just give me all your personal information. That's probably a scam. And then, of course, if they ask for personal information, don't give out personal information unless you really have to. And in most cases, you don't have to. If any company, business, or government public institution calls you and says, you owe us money, you know, chances are that's a scam. And don't give out your credit card. Don't wire money. Don't send gift cards. And if you're concerned that the utility has called or your tax collector has called and you're worried that you might owe them money, then what you do is you say, thank you very much. You hang up the phone, and then you call the utility or government office yourself and say, hey, do I owe you money? And then do it on your own initiative, but don't respond to incoming.
Not too long ago, Attorney General, my mother had a little scare, I'll tell you, just a little personal story. She got a message and a link that she thought was legitimate, and it looked legitimate, but it wasn't. It was actually a phishing attempt. Now, fortunately, nothing bad happened and ended up taking care of that issue. But that's another concern out there, too, because people will just be looking at their email or they'll be scrolling through the internet and browsing, and they come across something that looks legitimate, and it isn't.
Yeah, for the people that don't know what phishing is, P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G, that's, you know, a slang term for this kind of scam. And by the way, I was sitting in my office in the Office of the Attorney General, sitting at my computer, and I got an email that looked like it was from the state IT department. So I clicked on a link, and 2 minutes later, the head of IT for my office comes in and says, "Mr. Attorney General, you just failed a security test."
Oh, no.
On that link. Yeah, so that just goes to show nobody is immune, and everybody can get scammed on any given day. You just have to be vigilant. Don't click on those links. I know it's hard, but do the best you can to try not to respond to links and phishing attacks.
I have heard from people and heard stories about people who have felt embarrassed because they have actually either accidentally gone through one of those phishing scams, or they've gone through another kind of scam. They either lost money or they're compromised somehow, and yet they don't want to actually report it again because they feel embarrassed for whatever reason. So do you come across that, and what would you tell somebody who might feel that way?
Yeah, look, what I tell them is there's a scam for everyone. I just told you about the scam that was it was a fake scam, but it was a scam perpetrated on me as part of a security test. My mom got scammed, lost several thousand dollars, and she is tough and savvy, and you wouldn't expect my mom to get scammed. Everybody is vulnerable. It depends on the day. It depends on how you're feeling. You can let your guard down, so don't be embarrassed. Try to protect yourself, and if it happens and you get scammed or lose money, call the police. Or call the Department of Consumer Protection or call my office.
My guest this morning on Face Connecticut is Connecticut's Attorney General William Tong. And this half hour, we are digging into just what kinds of scams are affecting elder residents in Connecticut, as well as other forms of abuse, and how people can report these issues. I guess you don't have to be elderly, but that is just part of our focus this morning. You had mentioned elder abuse, physical and financial. Let's dig in a little bit to the physical component.
So this is a very serious issue. And like domestic violence, this is a form of domestic violence. Like domestic violence, it goes heavily underreported. Why? Because most of the time, in the majority of cases, it's somebody you know, love, and depend on, right? It's a son or daughter or spouse, niece or nephew, maybe a caregiver. And you don't want to report somebody that you care about. But it's really important for everyone to understand, not just victims, but people around them who love and support them. Physical abuse is never okay. And in most cases, in almost all cases, you know, physical abuse is illegal and criminal. And you should report physical abuse as soon as you as soon as it happens to you, to your local police department. But we realize that's hard because, you know, frankly, only one in 23 cases of physical abuse get reported. But if you're a victim or if you know somebody is a victim, call our hotline, 860-808-555. That's 860-808-5555. And let us help you. Let us give you at least some information about where you can get some help. There is, in the Department of Social Services, an Elderly Protective Services unit that can help you. And in many cases, people don't want to give their name. They don't want to give their number. And that's fine. When you call, you don't have to give your name. You don't have to give your number. Just start the conversation with us so we can steer you in the right direction.
What about financial abuse, which again, as you mentioned a little earlier, is something that can actually happen from somebody that you know, as is physical abuse?
Yeah, and this, you know this story, right? Somebody has a grandson, you know, Johnny's had a tough time, but he's a good boy, and he's doing better, and he's got a job now, and he just needs $500 a month to pay the rent. Well, he gets back on his feet, and then before long, Johnny needs a little more help, and somehow he gets access to your credit cards, and sometimes even gets a power of attorney. I mean, it spirals and out of control, and then before you know it, people are losing not just thousands of dollars or tens of thousands of dollars, but people can lose their entire life savings, hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars. And this is also never okay, almost always criminal. And if it happens to you, call the police. But again, if you don't want to report somebody you know, love, and depend on, 860-808-5555. Most of these cases, or actually, I should say many of these cases go underreported, or don't go reported at all. 1 in 44 cases of physical abuse get reported for the same reasons. People are embarrassed. They're scared. They don't want to get a loved one in trouble. But it is never, ever, ever okay to be the victim of fraud or financial abuse.
Face Connecticut this morning with me, Morgan Cunningham, and our guest, Connecticut Attorney General William Tong. Attorney General, I know that these issues can happen to people of all ages and from all over, but do you find that they're more targeted or more focused toward people, say, over the age of 65?
Yes. Physical fraud, physical abuse and financial fraud and abuse, you know, can happen to older people, but that's not always the case. You know, frankly, it doesn't matter how old you are. You need to be vigilant, and if something has happened to you, you need to call somebody.
When you go across the state and you talk about these issues a lot of times at senior centers, for instance, what do you hear from people? What do they tell you? What are the stories that you hear?
You know, most people don't want to talk about abuse that they've suffered, at least not in an open forum. They do want to talk about scams. They often want to talk about the grandparent scam, which is a species of, you know, telephone scam when somebody calls and says, you know, I know your grandson or your granddaughter, they're in trouble. Please send us $25,000 to help them out or bail them out. And what I try to explain to people is that scam and many other scams involve somebody calling you or reaching out to you, and it sounds like they know you or they know somebody close to you. And the reason that is generally because you can learn a lot about people on the internet, right? You can get on social media and figure out that, you know, this person has two grandchildren. One grandchild is traveling in Italy on a semester abroad. And you can get a lot of details about that person and their relatives. So here's a suggestion. Know that the grandparent scam is out there, that it happens all the time. And maybe at the next family gathering, come up with a code word, right? Like WTIC, right? Make that a code word. And so if somebody calls and says, WTIC, Grandma, I need your help, then you'll at least have a good sense that it's them, you know, and that this is not a scam call.
Is there any other advice that you often give to your audience when you go on these speeches across the state and talk about these issues? I've certainly heard about that one before. Is there any other kind of advice that you offer?
Yeah, so another one is people, they pick up and sometimes they like to fool with the scammers. They like to try to scam the scammers back. And what I say to people is, please don't do that. You know, first of all, if you pick up, they know you pick up. So that may result in more calls because they're a live body. Secondly, don't think that you can out-scam the scammers and play with no idea what their background. You have no idea what they're doing with your voice. Maybe they're recording your voice. Maybe they're going to use your voice, you know, with some, you know, AI-type program to mimic your voice. Just try not to pick up calls that you don't recognize. If somebody really needs to reach you, they'll send you a text or they'll leave a voicemail.
People might wonder, Attorney General, are these issues the same? I'm talking specifically about the scams, like phone scams. Are they the same as robocalls, or is that a somewhat different issue?
Well, robocalls can be linked or used in scams. So we busted the largest ever robocall scam ring in American history. What they would do is they would send robocalls to people about fake charities, and the robocall would lead to a live conversation. So it would start as a robocall, and then you would, you know, to get through to a live person, and then they would scam you with some fake charitable pitch, like give to, you know, Save the Children or something, when it wasn't really going to Save the Children. So that's an area in which we're very active. We're very focused on robocalls and trying to shut them down. It's a bit of a game of whack-a-mole because robocalls are everywhere all the time and, frankly, usually perpetrated by people not in this country. But we're going after and suing the worst providers, the worst telecommunications providers, companies that route these robocalls, and we're litigating against them now.
I'm Morgan Cunningham. It's Face Connecticut. If you're just joining us, our guest is Connecticut's Attorney General. His name is William Tong, and we are talking about scams and other forms of elder abuse and the state's Elderly Justice Hotline. Let's talk about that a little bit. How did that come to be?
So, you know, I've been in state government now for 18 years. I served for 12 years as a state legislator. And if you ask me, you know, who to call on a particular issue in state government, I might have a general sense because I've spent 18 years in state government. But, you know, it's even dizzying to me and confusing to me who handles what and where and when. And knowing who to call, the state level, the local level, city and town, federal level, I mean, it can just confuse the heck out of you. So that's why we created the Elder Justice Hotline, for one-stop shopping. So if you need some help with something, you know, call the hotline. We'll try to find the right person for you. We're a one-step clearinghouse. Now, what we ask is that you limit your calls to elder justice issues, you know, meaning really physical abuse and financial fraud or abuse. If you're the victim of a scam, it's better that you file a complaint at ct.gov/AG or go to the Connecticut Department of Consumer Protection and file a complaint. But if you need help with abuse of any kind, you know, any kind of elder justice issue where you're really in trouble, give us a call at 860-5555 and we'll find the right person to help you. And it's run by what's known as the Elder Justice Coalition, which is a coalition of different organizations that focus on helping and protecting seniors here in Connecticut.
That's really a swift idea, I have to say, and hopefully directs people as they need it. Have you heard any feedback from people who have, in fact, been helped through that system?
Yeah, we get calls all the time, and people have all manner of complaints and issues. We hear a lot about scams, you know, a lot from people when they need help with their health insurance, for example, and we can sometimes be there. So lots of calls, lots of good feedback, and frankly, we're also partly staffed by volunteers. So if anybody listening wants to help out and staff the Elder Justice Hotline, we have a lot of senior volunteers who do this work, so please join us.
Attorney General William Tong, our guest this morning, he's Connecticut's Attorney General. Are there any other issues that you can think of that are facing seniors in Connecticut?
Well, I guess what I would ask you, Morgan, is can you guess what the biggest facing people over 60 is in America?
I would have to say Social Security.
Yeah, that's a big scam. But what always surprises people is the biggest scam, the most frequent and common and often very damaging scam, is the romance scam.
Oh, yes, for people who might be lonely and they're looking for a companion.
Correct. And by the way, that's a lot of people, right? And you shouldn't be ashamed of that. A lot of people are out there looking and dating. And by the way, everybody does it online these days. And, you know, if you find love online, great, right? More power to you. But just be careful. And again, the same rules apply. Why is it so easy to perpetrate the romance scam? Because it's so easy to figure out who is lonely, right? It's easy to figure out who's on the dating apps and on the dating services online. It's easy to figure out from social media who's recently single, if you've lost a spouse, or if you broke up with somebody, or if you got divorced, right? And you finally kicked that guy out after 40 years, and you're celebrating on social media. Everybody can see that. And then it's really easy to figure out what you're into. You know, do you like horses? Do you like to eat out? Do you like movies? And that's why it's so easy for a scammer to call you or reach out to you through direct message and start up a conversation. And it feels like this person just knows you so well and they're your soulmate. And the reason why is because they've done a lot of research. And so that's why it's so important to protect yourself if you're out there and you're dating. And just to remember, the moment of truth is when you've made a date to meet this person. You've been talking with them for a long time. They're going to get on a plane and come see you. And then all of a sudden they can't make it, right? They got in a car accident or my mom's sick. And if you only sent me 25 grand to fix my car or take care of my mom, I can get on the plane and keep my date and we can see each other. So don't fall for those high pressure tactics. Be careful in striking up any kind of relationship online.
And then, of course, Attorney General, you have the emotional factor there. If you do find out it was a scam, whether you stopped it in its tracks or if you've unfortunately been taken advantage of, that person disappears. And now you're realizing that you had a sham relationship the whole time and you feel even worse.
And you're not going to tell anyone, are you?
No, not at all.
Right? So that's why it's such a stressful and terrible scam.
Attorney General, we are just about out of time, and this half hour really just flew by, so we'll have to do more talks again at some point. But just to recap, could you go over the information for people who are listening and interested maybe in reporting a scam or taking the information down in case it does unfortunately happen to them?
Yes, the Elder Justice Hotline is 860-808-5555, or you can go to my website, ct.gov/AG, that's ct.gov/AG. If it's a scam or a consumer issue, you want to complain about, you know, the plumber or a used car you bought, we do want to help you, but I'd ask you to fill out our complaint form online at ct.gov/AG and give us all the information you can. Don't send me a message in social media because it's usually very incomplete, the information that's given, and my staff checks our emails and our complaint forms. But if you're a victim of fraud or abuse, please call 860-808-5555.
Connecticut's Attorney General William Tong with us this morning on Face Connecticut, and grateful for his time. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, and we'll talk again, okay?
Same to you.
Take care. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Face Connecticut is a production of the News and Public Affairs Department of WTIC Radio.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.